I got a buddy who's required to take a drug test before he's hired on as a consultant for an oil consortium. He worked ramrod in the construction site for the same oil companies for decades up at Prudhoe Bay, where part of his job was making sure the riggers stayed drug and alcohol free through the long days and longer nights. Sort of like Wyatt Earp asking the Cowboys to stick with Coca-Cola Saturday nights, if they wouldn't mind. So now that he's retired and going back for consulting, I guess the big boys are worried he's fallen into decadence and drugs along with the rest of us South Enders. The required test is given in Bothell, so my pal dutifully makes an appointment, navigates the I-5 bumper car gauntlet, arrives with a full bladder of freshly filtered latte, which he desperately wants to unload ASAP, but, unsurprisingly, is told to wait. Short time later, long past that anguished outcry of a Guernsey with 10 gallons of unpasteurized backed up past a nutter while the farmer is out drinking with his Scandahoovian reprobate buddies, the secretary comes in with the bad news that the urinary nurse in charge of the drug testing doesn't come in on Fridays. Yeah, sure, you guessed it. It's Friday. Can I leave you the sample, he asks through clenched teeth, bent over in pain and growing anger, and, well, sure, you guessed right again. And no, sir, that would be against the rules. My buddy is almost 70 years old, drug-free as a priest, was a loyal employee, and now he's made to stand hunched over, practically peeing his adult diapers, and trying to come to grips with what is wrong with this picture. Do they suspect him of Viagra dependency? Do they merely want him to understand his real place in the corporate hierarchy? Are they testing for latent homicidal urges? Maybe see if he'll snap in the lab offices where only a contract worker will be sacrificed, not a vice president of operations. All I can say is my buddy must really want to avoid retirement to endure this kind of knee-jerk, lowbrow humiliation. The rest of us on the South End, well, let's just say the drug tests down here are only for quality control.